Happy Wednesday. Don't ever doubt Ken. Y'all know about that out there.
Hey, I know all about that. Loaded four, the low where the cheese at. Fresh out the jet, to the jets where the cheese at. What you know about that? What you know about that? Hey, what you know about that? Hey, I know all about that.
Yeah. What y'all know about that out there? Shout out to Tip, T-I. Yes, sir. Gonna get into that a little later, but before I do, let's go ahead and introduce the podcast correctly. Testing 1, 4, 3, testing 1, 2, 4, 2, 3. It's all love, baby. Welcome to the Ken's Corner podcast, and I am your host, Ken, and welcome to episode number 63 of the Ken's Corner podcast. And you could have been doing anything else on this Wednesday, but you chose to listen to me, and I'm grateful for that. And so with that being said, please make sure that you subscribe wherever you consume your podcast entertainment. Subscribe, make sure you download, make sure you stream, make sure you rate us, make sure you let me know how I'm doing, that I am developing and giving you quality content, because that is the ultimate goal. And you can also interact with me on all of my social media platforms, which is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Ken's Corner. Just type it in the search engine and you'll find me. You'll see a picture of my street corner with Ken's Corner on it. And please make sure you interact with me there. And you can also interact with me on my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. That is www.kenscorner.co. So let's see what's going on in the neighborhood that we can gather on the corner and form this cypher, son, and make sure we go ahead and get it in, man. What can we talk about? First of all, shout out to T.I. So if you have been paying attention to the Versus saga series, shout out to Swiss Beats, shout out to Timberland, putting together spectacular artists. Tip came out and challenged 50 Cent. Now I'm a huge 50 fan, huge 50 fan. But I'm putting my money on Tip if this battle takes place. Just for the simple fact he called him out on his birthday. And Tip got some bangers. So let me know who you got. Again, tweet, Facebook, Instagram, let me know who you got. If this battle was to take place, who would you say would win? Tip, Rubber Band Man, or 50 Cent? So I'm recording on Tuesday. Usually I post on Tuesday, but I'm kind of liking recording on Tuesday. So you're either going to get a podcast on Tuesday or Wednesday, but you will always get a pod. I don't say always, but you will more than likely get a podcast from me. And this was Blackout Tuesday, where many people of African descent here in America decided that we were not going to spend our dollars any place other than black-owned businesses. And I love the sentiment. I supported the sentiment. I did not spend a single dime anywhere because I couldn't find. Actually, well, it's kind of late. I'm going to see if I can support one of my fraternity brothers and get some paraphernalia. Don't tell my family that, because I just, as the brothers, you're always going to get some cute stuff. But if you weren't going to spend your dollar in a black-owned place, you weren't supposed to spend your dollar anywhere. And I like the sentiment. Now, this is where I would like to see this particular thing move forward. First and foremost, I had an excellent conversation with one of my little sisters. Shout out to Delta Sigma Theta DK chapter at Central State. So she's one of the Deltas. And we were just talking about, you know, just what this meaning was, because there were some people that were confused as to what this really meant. And she made very good points as far as, you know, her thing is she wants to support, and shout out to Bianca. She wants to support businesses that support her, supports her community, and I'm all for it. If you have a good product and you have great customer service, you should support it. Her concern was that she didn't want this to turn into a reverse racism type situation, or racist, excuse me, type situation where we don't support anything but black business. Variety is a key. And it is essential for any society to move forward. All of those points she made, I totally agree with. My counterpoint, or just something just to add to the conversation, was one, and she didn't say this per se, but I just don't understand why people would even, and this kind of goes to the Terry Crews comments when he was talking about, you know, blacks being racist. I don't understand that. I don't understand that sentiment. I don't understand that philosophy. I don't understand that tone. And unfortunately, when it comes to our people, we have a negative connotation when we want to uplift our people. Again, Africans, descendants of Africans who were forced here in America through chattel slavery, we are the number one consumers in the world. And I was reading a stat, and please forgive me for not having it on me, where we, you know, just our growth, our GDP, or just our spending is like eighth in the world. Like if we was just to pool our money together, we are out spending countries. And so what I was suggesting is, what's wrong with having our dollar circulate in our community? What's wrong with having our version of a Costco? Or what's, you know, shout out to Costco. And what's wrong with having our, you know, version of Walmart? Why can't we have a African-owned Amazon-type company where we're traded on the open market and, you know, African-Americans are being employed? Like, what's wrong with having African-Americans in power without the narrative, well, we don't want it to turn into something negative? No, we just want to uplift our people. I mean, I don't think that as a society, or excuse me, as a community, we can have it, I mean, both ways. We talk about, well, we need to pull ourselves up by the, you know, some people with the pull yourself up by the bootstrap mentality, and we got to look out for our own. Then when we have a day designated to do it, then again, it's these questions about, and again, this is not her specifically, because her points were very good on point. So this is not her specifically, but I did see other narratives out there about that. So for me, it's just like, look, let's, you know, my suggestion is, let's make this consistent. Let's start off small. Let's say twice a month we do strictly black on two, whatever, if it's going to be Tuesday, every other Tuesday we doing nothing but black businesses. That's only where we're going to spend our dollars. From there, I would like to see the movement, you know, we get consistent. That's another thing I will, if I have to be a critique of our community, is consistency. Make sure that's consistent. My next thing I would like to see is seminars once a month, a monthly seminar by entrepreneurs, African-American businesses, businessmen and women, the Bob Johnsons of the world who have sold multi-billion dollar companies, the Michael Jordan. Like, I would want to see seminars that concentrate on how to leverage buying power, what to look like, you know, how to, you know, fix your credit so that your business credit can go up, and just being able to have a unification of community. So therefore, the Black Wall Streets, and again, Shout out to Tulsa, Oklahoma. No shot to Tulsa because that is the most famous Black Wall Street. But that wasn't the only Black Wall Street in America. And so it's about trust. It's about trusting one another, pooling our resources together to form these communities. And I would like to see seminars on that. Seminars on customer service. Seminars on, you know, being able to leverage our power, unionize, and just be able to leverage our power so therefore we become financially stable. And so I don't think that's too hard. And so twice a month, so that until it becomes a lifestyle. And I don't see anything wrong with that. But let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. Shout out to everybody who participated in Black Tuesday Blackout. And I think it was a great thing. The next thing is COVID. COVID is real. I don't know. And the thing about COVID has become a very contentious topic. One, because I've said it probably on this podcast, but I know I've said it in my personal life, just on conversation, is that there in my lifetime has there ever been a situation where it was almost 50-50 on how people felt about it. And not only that, people on both sides could really prove it through. And everybody loves to say the science. Half of y'all got C's in science, first and foremost, and didn't even pass chemistry, if we gonna keep it 100. But you know, the science says, and both sides says something about the science. And for me, it's a very scary time because I don't know that. Okay, if I look at the numbers are not, at least the numbers I look at, are not as drastic as what was projected. However, with that being said, I know people who've caught it. I understand how they feel. And I don't personally know anybody who passed away, but I know people who I'm close with where they have family members or relatives or close people pass away. And so it is real. So I want to make myself clear. I am tired of masks. I'm ready to take my mask off. I'm done with wearing masks. However, because I don't know, I'm not a snob. If you choose not to wear your mask, trust me, I support you. I rock with you. But for me, it's just like, I don't know. And the fact that in even one of my previous podcasts, I talked about it attacks pre-existing conditions. And then I think that's what people end up talking more about and sort of making the fact that, well, you had a pre-existing condition. I even saw somebody say, well, y'all just need to lose weight and get your blood pressure. This wouldn't happen to you. But people were able to manage before this COVID came up. So it's a very scary time. And one of the things that I said 2 days ago, and I'm kind of glad I waited. No, actually, I said it yesterday, so I'm glad I waited to record today, because I said, man, I hear these famous people getting COVID, but I mean, what are they saying afterwards? And then shout out to Tom Hanks. And Tom Hanks said this. He said, look, there's no law against ignorance. It is not illegal to have opinions that are wrong. But there is darkness on the edge of the town here, folks. And let's not confuse the fact it is killing people. Yeah, that's right. It's killing people. Now, is he trying to scare people? Or the man had COVID. So he's speaking from firsthand knowledge of what it felt like of aching and, you know, all of those things. So I just want all of us, to whatever you are doing, please make sure that you are just being careful. You know, I just want us to just be careful and making sure that you're utilizing your platforms, your circle of influence, use them correctly. And I just want to make sure that I just want people to be safe. All right. I want people to be safe. So please make sure you're washing your hands. Please make sure you're doing social distancing. Please make sure you're just you know, doing the things you need to do and not being reckless. I don't want you to live in fear, but I don't want you to live in ignorance either. I don't want you to live in, okay, let me rephrase that. I don't want you to live in fear, but I don't want you to live in foolishness. So please don't live in fear, but don't live in foolishness. I know we are ready to take these masks off. So what do we need to do? I will probably talk about some other things later with the testing and all that. I'm going to be honest. I don't trust the test. I don't trust them. Don't trust it. But, you know, I know that's what needs to be. Just in my lifetime and just in my learning about history with, you know, government tests, all that. Yeah, I'm good. But we'll see. We'll see. So stay safe out there, y'all. Stay safe. The next thing I want to talk about is, and it's going to tie into my main story for the day. Let me get some of this mango juice real quick. I want y'all to hear it. Mango juice is very good. I want to let, for us people that stay in small towns, I want to bring some light to an obvious elephant in the room that your small town has a lot of racist people in it. And more of what's going on in this world, it is being shown how racist the town people, these are the people in your neighborhood. These are the people in your neighborhood. The racists are in your neighborhood. And they smile. They're some of your coaches. They're some of your teachers. Some of your council people. I'm not racist because I got black friends. But do you really sit down and talk and listen to your black friends? And I talk, it's a story coming out. It was in, now the actual event took place on June 14th, but I'm just now reading the story. It wasn't, the first story I heard about it was on the 5th of this month. So, but it's in Bethel, Ohio. Bethel, Ohio is outside of Cincinnati. And Bethel, Ohio reminds me, just in reading the stories and reports, reminds me somewhat of Xenia, Ohio. And it was a peaceful, I want to preface and say peaceful, Black Lives Matter protest in Bethel, Ohio that started at a church. Well, the white folk didn't take too kindly to that. And before you know it, it was hundreds of counter protesters, many of them, again, teachers and things of that nature. And there goes the computer making noises again. So let me cut the sound off on that. I do apologize. And next thing you know, we have a out full-fledged brouhaha, peaceful protest. But the people of the town of Bethel didn't want it. And as I read the different stories, many of the people were saying they were shocked to see some of the people they knew as counter-protesters. Let me be unequivocally clear. During this time, you got to pick a side. And in doing that, it's not just two sides. So you're either for Black Lives Matter, you're against Black Lives Matter, or you just don't understand. And if you don't understand, I'm okay with that. If you don't understand. However, many people, now listen to this sentiment. You had people, and I think the person was a teacher. You are siding with those niggers. These are the people that are teaching your kids, ladies and gentlemen. These are the people that are coaching your kids, ladies and gentlemen. So please be, these small towns, because it seems like everything okay, because people just, you know, maneuver. The thing about life, and from a sports perspective, and even from a friend perspective and relationship perspective, and I think that the new edition said it best, and it's, can you stand the rain? And when he says sunny days, everybody loves them. but can you stand the rain? See, when everything is good and you good to me when you good, that's cool. But it's when adversity comes, because adversity reveals character. I don't care if a person, and this again, I'm not saying I'm totally right in this opinion. However, this is my opinion based on my worldview of life. I don't care if you don't know somebody 10, 15 years, 20 years. But if you really look over your time with them, it's like, man, we never really kind of been through anything together. But when adversity comes and a person treats you a certain way, believe them. Because that's when it reveals who they are. Sorry. And in this town of Bethel, when this particular situation came, they revealed who they are. So I just was, you know, keeping a close eye on that. I just want to pray for everybody in Bethel. Love has to win, but do not be ashamed to stand up for what is right. Do not be ashamed to stand up for what is right. Now, my last point that I wanted to just really, really, really drive home. Now, this is the counter to Bethel. Over the weekend, actually, before I get to that, I want to make sure that I'm very clear on responsibility of people. And I made a post on one of my social media. I made a couple posts, but this one resonates. And I said that everything that you're asking black people to do, African Americans to do, we're doing that. We're defending our women. Our women are defending and uplifting our men. Our men are defending and uplifting our ladies. We're teachers. We're educators. We love our children. We want to go to college. We love our neighborhoods. We care. We're great coaches. We're great teachers. We're great thinkers. We're great philanthropists. We're great preachers. We're just great. We are the good of this nation. However, just as in any society or group, you have outliers that are counterproductive to society and to societal norms. However, unfortunately, those people get the majority of the coverage. Over this past weekend, it was a deadly, deadly weekend. From Chicago to Columbus, Ohio to New York, LA, it was just deadly. Texas, our prayers go out to Ricky Smiley's daughter. Our prayers in Atlanta to the little girl that was murdered. Let me make my stance clear. I love black people. I love African Americans. However, if anybody of any color does anything to my family, I'm going to take you out and then I'm driving myself to the police. I'm just going to do that. And, to echo the sentiments of KDOT, shout out to Kendrick Lamar, ain't no coward, ain't no black power when your baby's killed by a coward. But with that being said, I'm not going to let that be the narrative of our people. I'm not going to let that be the narrative. I'm not going to let the politicized black on black, which is not real. All crime is committed within proximity. So we're no different than any other ethnic group in how our bad segment interacts. But that's not going to be the narrative. So please, please, we are the best. And that's why I say love is going to win. So long as I can't guarantee that things are not going to happen bad in our lives. I can't guarantee my children are going to make it home safely tomorrow. I can't. I pray to God that they do. And I'm thankful every day that they do. They are safe. But I'm going to continue the narrative of how excellent and great our people are. Now, Stone Mountain, Georgia. It sent chills up my spine watching this unit of, because I want to see if I remember their names. and please forgive me if I don't, but I will make sure I put it in the hashtag. But anyway, there was a story that went out as far as the Ku Klux Klan threatening to kill black people, harm black people, and all that. And black folks got together and they went up there deep, military style, and marched on Stone Mountain. You didn't see the and this is my thing about cowards. And this is why I say agencies like the Ku Klux Klan and all of these all these terrorist groups, they're cowards. Because when, you know, everybody a boss to a boss walk in the room, everybody tough until a tough person walk in the room, everybody got something to say until it's time to really throw down. I didn't see anybody out there. And it was just so wonderful and just so great to see our people just say enough is enough. Now, what's the word I want to look for? Am I for that type of show of unity? Yes, when it's necessary. We have to protect our own. This is George Floyd. Shout out. Rest in peace, George Floyd. Rest in his family. My prayers are continually with you. Breonna Taylor, Elijah McClain, Tamir Rice, Freddie Gray, all of those people who have been murdered and lynched. We as Africans here, descendants of Africans, we did not make this up. This is what has been happening. We didn't make this up. However, this goes with, and I'm not saying again, George Floyd should still be alive. I want to say that first and foremost. This part of the Bible is true, and I do believe this. All things work together, and all of these things are a perfect storm. So now that we have the attention, we need to make sure we capitalize on it. And part of that attention is showing the show of force, showing that as a nation, we not playing. Now, if you about that life, be about that life. That's why, we have military, we have, our street, I hate to call them gangs, but our street organizations, Vice Lords, Crips, Bloods, GDs, Latin Kings, MS-13, like we need y'all to protect the neighborhoods, not kill each other, because that wasn't why you were formed. That wasn't the original formation of your organizations. Those same tactics, and it was another viral video, and I can't remember what it was, but it was some people in the town, and when they were as far as the statue, and then some white people came out. I think it was in Louisiana, and the guy came out there in military style, and some of the way, at one point in the conversation, he was carrying his gun, holding his gun, just a little bit reckless, but I understand the sentiment. And one of the things he said, he was naming all these clubs and stuff. And he said, now, if you was able to go in there and fight, come out here and protect us. Protect our women. Protect our businesses. Protect our old people. March in these neighborhoods. And I'm totally with him on that. We got to police these streets, man. I'm not advocating. That was the word I was looking for. I'm not advocating violence. I'm not. However, I am advocating to stand up for peace, and that's what it was called the NFAC, NFAC. They are not affiliated with Black Lives Matter, but it's the NAFC, and they wasn't with that, and they was ready. And sometimes you got to show, hey, we don't want to have to use these tactics, but if it come down to it, we ready to go. And that's been even in my own personal life. I never started a fight, but I damn sure never ran for one. It was a situation in college. My dude kid came and said, hey man, these dudes looking for you. I stopped what I was doing, went to go look for them. You're not gonna tell me you wanna fight me. We gotta fight. You know, or I gotta find out why you wanna fight me. Or that's what it is. That's how sometimes in life it has to be that way. If it comes down to it. But I am all for defending us. Intelligently, I'm all for defense of our people. So shout out to NFAC for what they did at Stone Mountain. Those cowards didn't come out. They didn't preach their little white hoods out. It was nobody was harmed, but a message was sent. Now, with that being said, we got to make sure that energy is kept up, because you best believe there is going to be some type of repercussion. And with that being said, I still believe love is going to win. I still believe love is going to win. So let me go out looking at my list. I believe I've covered everything in my list, trying to keep the podcast under 45 minutes so that you can consume all of the information. Again, I throw things out. Please make sure you research these things for yourself. Please make sure you form your opinion for yourself. Hopefully I can just add some insight just to start the conversation. I know I can't tease everything out, because if not, I'll be here for 3 or 4 hours. And as much as you love me, I know you're not going to sit there and listen to all of that. So with that being said, thank you again so much for listening to me. Thank you again. I'm really appreciative. I'm really appreciative that I actually have an international voice that's consistent. And I shout out to everybody overseas that is listening to me. I'm just humble. And so with that being said, again, you can always interact with me on my social media platforms, which is Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Just type in Ken's Corner and you'll see my emblem, or what's the word I'm looking for? Artwork. I don't know what you call that. Logo. Yeah, that's what it is. You'll find my logo, my street corner on it. Please make sure you subscribe. Please make sure you download. Please make sure you stream, share, like, retweet, and rate me. Then also you can interact with me on my website and book me for master classes. I'm starting out. That's another thing I'm starting up. Presentations, all that. That's what I do. And you can find me there at www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. And with that being said, as always, I love, I trust, and I respect you. This is Ken of Ken's Corner Podcast. Peace out.